From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, September 25th. Coming up, we'll learn more about an immigration advocate's opinion on a bill that a conservative lawmaker from central Illinois has proposed. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Urbana officials plan to approve a gas tax increase from 5 cents per gallon to 12.5 cents over 3 years. They decided Monday to tie the increases after that to inflation, or a maximum increase of 5%. Revenue from the tax will help fix Urbana roads that are in poor condition. The tax was last increased in 2015. Officials expect to vote on the proposal next week. Nearly a year after it was attacked by Hamas on October 7th, Israel is escalating its war in Lebanon. Israel has launched raids and blown up pagers and walkie-talkies, leaving thousands injured and over 500 dead. Nisreen Masha came to Champaign from Beirut about 6 years ago. She says everyone she knows in Lebanon is being impacted.
Everyone could hear the sounds. Everyone could feel the stress. Everyone could feel the anxiety and the, you know, everyone's afraid. But at the same time, my people are strong. And sometimes living abroad, it's harder because you don't know what's going on.
Illinois is 14 times the size of Lebanon. Hezbollah has been fighting with Israel at its southern border, urging them to cease their attacks in Gaza. Israel pushed back by blowing up the pagers. Two Springfield insiders are emerging as financial winners from a controversial state program. Dave McKinney has more.
Vendor assistance program has pocketed nearly $396 million over more than a decade through a taxpayer-subsidized push to pay off late state bills. And now, a new lawsuit says two longtime Springfield insiders also profited, former Democratic State Senator James DeLeo and Republican lobbyist Nancy Kimmey. The lawsuit against VAP alleges DeLeo and Kimmey each received 1% of the profits, amounting to hundreds of thousands of dollars to both. The case brought by Chicago lawyer Michael Ford alleges VAP did not disclose its payments to DeLeo and Kimmey as required. But VAP says it did not have to do that, and the two no longer work for the company. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
More than a year since Illinois became the first state to eliminate cash bail, researchers are out with the most thorough findings about the changes. Chip Mitchell reports.
The law removed money from decisions on whether to jail defendants ahead of trial. It required focusing instead on safety and flight risks. A Loyola University Chicago study out today says since the change, the percent of pretrial defendants ordered to remain behind bars has plummeted and jail populations have shrunk, especially in rural counties. But defendants accused of violent offenses, at least in Cook County, are more likely to be jailed until trial. The study says there's no evidence that ending cash bail has driven up crime rates. The rates, in fact, are trending down. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.
Still to come, we'll learn more about an immigration advocate's opinion on a bill that a conservative lawmaker from central Illinois has proposed. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy with a high of 74 degrees and a north wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 54 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 76 degrees, a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 60 degrees, a northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Friday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of showers and a high of 75 degrees, a northeast wind 15 to 25 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, a deep dive into reproductive health in this year's presidential election. What would a Harris or Trump administration mean for people seeking not only abortions, but also IVF treatment or even birth control? I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. There are few issues that animate conservatives these days more than immigration and voter integrity. Bring those two issues together, and you have a bill that a conservative lawmaker from Central Illinois has proposed. Eric Stock reports on the proposal that an immigration advocate says is unnecessary and harmful.
Dan Culkin's district includes much of rural eastern and southern McLean County. The three-term Republican lawmaker from Decatur won't be on the ballot in November. He's retiring. But Culkin says he's worried about other candidates whose names will be on the ballot and who will be casting those ballots.
If you have an organization that is going around, particularly going around these housing areas where we have these illegal aliens and registering them to vote, I think that makes it pretty obvious.
Is there any evidence that this is addressing something that's currently ongoing now in Illinois?
I think it is. Unfortunately, this isn't going to get even heard before this election. But, going forward, I think this is an issue that I would hope everybody is concerned about.
But is there evidence that is going on currently in Illinois where non-citizens are being registered and they're actively being sought to register?
I don't know the answer to that question. I guess, do you lock your house at night?
When pressed further about where ineligible voters are being signed up, Culkin cited Oregon, where several hundred non-citizens have been mistakenly registered to vote since 2021.
So if it's not happening, if people aren't involved in this, then what's the harm? Why not put the little teeth in it? Why not make a deterrent?
Voter fraud does happen, but cases are rare. The Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, tracks voter fraud across the country. It reports 20 improperly cast ballots in the U.S. this year. Many were for false registration, buying votes, or voting multiple times. All but four led to criminal convictions. Illinois has had one confirmed ballot fraud incident since 2019, a duplicate primary election voter in Macon County in 2022. Charlotte Alvarez is executive director of the Immigration Project, an agency based in Normal that offers services to immigrants across central and southern Illinois. Alvarez says she's talked with thousands of immigrants over the years, and she makes a point of asking all of them about voting.
When I ask clients if they've ever voted in a U.S. election, they have a very clear, "Oh, no, we would never," response to that question. And sometimes people are even shocked that that could be something to be asked because it's just seen as something that's not a viable option for folks who are not citizens.
Alvarez says she's never heard a non-citizen share that they have voted. Those few cases we mentioned earlier haven't stopped some on the far right from claiming voter fraud and attempts to commit voter fraud are rampant. Here are two examples on Fox News.
An illegal immigrant caught voting five times in the U.S. is sentenced to 8 years in prison. And
former President Obama's key advisor is heading up the operation of tasking our federal agencies to actually get votes from illegal immigrants.
Are you saying you have proof that the Democrats are trying to recruit illegals, migrants, to vote in our presidential election? Is that what you just said?
The voter integrity push gained steam in Illinois in July after the state started to issue driver's licenses for non-citizens who were granted temporary legal entry into the country. Illinois has a motor voter system where you are automatically registered to vote when you get your license, but it does not apply to non-citizens. The Illinois Secretary of State's office sent a letter to local election officers in early July to explain new safeguards they put in place to ensure only eligible U.S. citizens can vote. Skeptics argue that otherwise, there's no way to verify a voter's legal status, and they are correct. The head of elections in McLean County, Republican County Clerk Kathy Michael, says she hears lots of concerns from the public about the threat of illegal voting.
We're getting a lot of that right now, a lot of questions about that. Well, how do you know, Kathy, when they register to vote, they're a citizen? I said, because they tell us they are.
Anyone signing up to vote only needs to attest they are a U.S. citizen. That's it. The state does not require any identification, such as a driver's license, because that's long been considered a hindrance to voting, a so-called poll tax.
There's a box that they check on the registration form, and that's it. And I'm not being critical or otherwise. Personally, I think there should be more proof to prove you're a U.S. citizen now more than ever.
So it sounds like voter registration is all done on the honor system. Matt Dietrich, a spokesperson with the Illinois State Board of Elections, says not exactly.
There's a tremendous disincentive to a non-citizen who is in the United States to registering to vote and voting. And that is that if they are caught, they will be deported.
Dietrich says anyone who votes illegally, even by mistake, and later applies for citizenship or asylum or for a green card, immigration officers will check to see if they've ever voted or registered, and they will face felony charges and deportation. That takes us back to State Representative Dan Calkins' bill. It would make it a felony to knowingly help a non-citizen to cast a ballot illegally. Matt Dietrich with the State Board of Elections says he can't comment on pending legislation, but says there's already a law for that.
If they're knowingly out there trying to sign someone up, and if they are knowingly encouraging this person to commit voter fraud, which is knowing that they're not a U.S. citizen, is committing a federal crime.
Dietrich says that would be left to prosecutors to consider. He says there's also no evidence in Illinois that this is happening.
I'm not aware of any case where you've had a third-party group going out into the field, going door to door, and telling people, well, just sign it. Don't worry. If you're not a citizen, go ahead and sign it, or they'll never catch. I've never heard of that happening.
The bill Calkins filed also calls for felony charges against any non-citizen who votes illegally. He says he plans to remove that from the bill since that's already a felony. Again, offenders are deported. Calkins called that an oversight.
And we failed to catch the part that about, you know, it's already a federal crime to vote. That was an oversight on my part and their part. Nobody actually caught that until the bill was drafted.
And Charlotte Alvarez with the Immigration Project says she'd prefer to see lawmakers spend their time addressing real problems. She says the proposal may create its own problem.
Legislation like this in an election year could have this dampening and chilling effect that would reduce voter participation and turnout of people who are eligible and able to vote. And I think that's unfortunate.
Alvarez adds she's not aware of any organization targeting non-citizens for voter registration. I'm Eric Stock.
That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Analika Ochuba, May Antar, Dave McKinney, Chip Mitchell, and Eric Stock. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.